You're listening to the Deal Farm Podcast with Ken Corsini. Educating, inspiring, and connecting you to real estate deals. And now, your host, Ken Corsini.
Hey, this is Ken Corsini. You are listening to the Deal Farm Podcast. Hope everyone is doing fantastic today. Today, I thought we would talk about something that is fresh in my mind because I just got back from San Diego after having spent 3 days at my real estate mastermind. What's a mastermind, you ask? I guess I was sort of asking the same question a couple years ago before I joined. But a mastermind is essentially a group of people that are in your same industry, typically successful people in your industry, who come together and basically help one another. It's a place to network. It's a place to bounce ideas off of each other. And truthfully, I'll get a little bit more into detail and into all the benefits of a mastermind here in a second. But I just spent 3 incredible days in the Collective Genius, which is the name of the mastermind that I'm a part of. And there's a bunch of just really solid heavy hitters that are in the group. And every time I come back from one of those trips, which is actually, it's 4 times a year. We meet every quarter. But when I come back, I'm just literally on fire for all the things that I need to implement in my business, all the systems and the resources and the tools that other people are utilizing in their business. And I just get excited about, you know, growing my business in the same way. So I thought today we would maybe just talk about the 5 reasons why I think it makes sense really for any real estate professional that's doing this, especially if you're doing this full time, why they should be in a mastermind or why it would be beneficial to them. You know, a couple years ago, I probably wouldn't ever have even considered joining a group like this. I was sort of the mentality, really, for the first number of years I was in my business, that I was an island, that I could do this by myself, that I didn't need expensive courses or training or coaching. I didn't even go to my local REIA, my Real Estate Investors Association. I just didn't network. I just, you know, sort of was of the mindset I could do this myself. And I've really come a long way in that regard. And my mind has definitely been changed after being in this mastermind group. The truth is, there are so many smarter people than me out there who are just figuring out so many cool ways to do real estate. And I wouldn't be able to get any of that information. I wouldn't be able to share or partake in any of those resources if I was not a part of this group, this Collective Genius group. So all that said, I guess I think it's worthwhile for any full-time real estate investor to be involved and to pay to be a part of a mastermind group, if that's what it takes. If you're part-time, I mean, maybe it's a matter of just joining a subgroup in like in your local REIA where you can bounce ideas off of each other. But if you're full-time and you're trying to do a high volume, to me, it's absolutely worth your time and your money to join a top-notch real estate mastermind. So let's jump right in and talk about the 5 reasons I think every full-time real estate investor should be in a real estate mastermind. Number one is the education. Like I said, every time I come back from one of my mastermind quarterly meetings, I feel like I've learned a lot about a lot of different things. Because every real estate investor has their sort of specific niche that they concentrate in. And so they typically, almost everybody in that group, has some specific piece of knowledge that they can share with everybody else, whether it's specific to their market or it's specific to the niche that they're doing. I mean, in our group, we've got guys who only deal in notes, or guys that only wholesale, or guys that only do hard money. There's so many aspects to real estate investing. It's just not possible for you to be an expert in all of those things. So to bring a group of people together where everybody sort of has their specific area of expertise that they bring to the room, I feel like every time I leave, I've learned something about real estate or some aspect of real estate that I didn't know before. And it's usually something that I take back with me and helps me in my business. You've got the education component of just, okay, understanding creative ways to do deals, but you've also got education in the way of, man, I've learned something new about running my business and hiring employees or streamlining certain systems or whatever somebody's done in their business that's worked for them, even just in just the operation side of their business, I'm learning what works for them and how to take it back and implement it in my business. So there's just a ton of learning that goes on when you're in a mastermind. Number two is the advisement piece of this. In fact, our mastermind, the Collective Genius, the sort of the tagline is, it's the Elite Investors Board of Directors. And that's really what it feels like, because everybody gets a chance to get in front of the room and share what's going on in their business, something that's beneficial to the group. And then we also share about needs that we have. We want advice. We want feedback on what we could be doing better or if we need help in a certain area. So it's like having a board of advisors. You're standing up in this room. You've got a U-shaped table with probably 30 or 40 people paying attention to you, actively engaged with what you're talking about. And if I need help in a certain area, maybe I'm struggling with what to do with a certain employee, or what's my next hire need to look like, or I'm struggling in my state with this particular law, how do I get around this? Whatever it is, you've got a room full of very intelligent people who are giving you feedback and advising you on what you could be doing in your business. It's extremely collaborative. There's a lot of people working together, trying to figure out whatever your problem is and present you with the best solution. And really, where else are you going to get that? Where else are you going to get 30, 40, 50 people in a room that all really do have an interest in helping you through something? I know for me, the only place I can imagine getting that level, that quality of advice is from a group like the Collective Genius that I'm in, where it's pay to play. It's only high profile guys. You have to be doing, you know, typically north of 50 deals a year, but a lot of the guys are doing way more than that. So they're high caliber guys. It's been a huge, huge benefit to me to have their advice in my business. Anyways, let's move on to number three. Number three would be collaboration. That's something I didn't necessarily realize getting into a mastermind, is how much opportunity there is to work together on deals. Just a couple of examples right off the cuff. I mean, one of the guys in the group wanted to put together some really good copy for tear sheets. Tear sheets are those, you may have gotten them before in the mail. It's like direct mail that looks like a newspaper article that's been clipped out. Anyways, a bunch of us went together. We all kind of chipped in some money and got these tear sheets for probate and for absentee and for divorce and for some different types of motivated seller leads. And we were able to split up that cost, and now each of us can go and send those tear sheets in our individual markets. Another example is a guy in my mastermind is in Cleveland, Joe Lieber, somebody that I've had on this podcast in the past. I actually was able to go up into Cleveland, spent some couple days with him, and bought a bunch of properties up there. I would never have bought in Cleveland, Ohio, had I not known somebody in my group that I could collaborate with. And that's just a few examples. There's so many guys in the group that are doing deals together and working together and starting businesses together. It's amazing how much collaboration takes place in a really good mastermind. Number four, kind of along the same lines, is networking. Networking in a group like that is just insane. There's so many people that know so many other people in the industry. If I need anything in real estate, if I want access to somebody's info product, or I need access to somebody that's good at funnels or building this or short sales or whatever it is, somebody in my group either does it or knows somebody that does it. I mean, the networking is insane. So even when we're up there presenting, folks are typically brainstorming, oh, you need to talk to this person, or oh, I know this person, I'll put you in contact with him. The ability to have access to so many different types of people around the country in this business is so valuable in this business, to be able to talk to just about anybody in your group to get what you need. And no kidding, I mean, anybody that's anybody in real estate investing, in real estate investing world, I'm probably 1 to 2 degrees of separation just through my group to get to that person. It's very powerful. Let's move on to the last one. Number five, growth and change. I know in my business, I would not be where I am today if it was not for my mastermind. And the reason really is because 2-3 years ago, when I joined the mastermind, my market was changing rapidly right underneath me. I mean, where I was picking off deals on the MLS left and right, that was drying up. Hedge funds were coming into Atlanta, scooping up everything. And I knew my business model needed to change, and it needed to change quickly. And so one of the reasons I joined the mastermind is because I knew a lot of guys in the group had already started changing their businesses and were perfecting finding off-market deals. And so for me to get into that group and start picking the brain of these guys who were had already, you know, they were a year or 2 years down the road ahead of me in terms of what they were doing and how many deals, postcards they were sending out and how they were getting their deals done. So for me, getting in that group and making those quick changes to grow my business, to save my business, really, and to move in a positive direction, I mean, it wouldn't have happened without a mastermind. So for any of you thinking about joining a mastermind, it definitely is going to be a catalyst to grow your business. It will be the catalyst to change your business as well. Change it for the positive. I mean, if you're somebody that wants to get into more info marketing, you know, you might have, be in a group where there's folks that are good at info, or you want to change your business. Maybe you want to lean more towards turnkey or fix or flip or wholesale or whatever it is. Being in the right group where you've got a lot of expertise is the way to change your business, because you're constantly leveraging somebody else's expertise, somebody else's systems, and deploying them into your business and making your business change in the same way. So that is what we have for today, the five reasons why I think any full-time real estate investor should consider being in a mastermind. I hope you enjoyed it. Again, check us out online. Our website is dealfarm.net. If you have a question or a topic you want to cover in a future episode, you can let us know on the website. If you've got a deal or you want to search for partners, there's a place to do that on the site as well. And again, we are still running our free t-shirt offer. However, now I would love it if you would just subscribe. Right now, in terms of where we are with iTunes, comments are very helpful, but we also love subscriptions. Subscriptions definitely help us right now. If you would just subscribe to the podcast and send us an email, you can do that through the website. Tell us you subscribed. We will send you a free t-shirt in the mail. Thank you so much for listening. We will see you on the next episode of The Deal Farm. Take care.